Welcome to the Public News Service Daily Newscast for November 29th, 2019. I'm Mary Sherman. President Donald Trump made a surprise visit to Afghanistan to spend time with U.S. troops on Thanksgiving, during which he announced the U.S. had reopened peace talks with the Taliban. Trump arrived at Bagram Airfield shortly after 8:30 p.m. local time and spent more than 2.5 hours on the ground. Reporters were under strict instructions to keep the trip a secret to ensure safety. The visit comes more than 2 months after Trump abruptly broke off peace talks with the Taliban after a bombing in Kabul killed 12 people, including an American soldier. Thursday's surprise trip is the president's first to Afghanistan and his second in a conflict zone. Last year, he traveled to Iraq to visit U.S. troops on the day after Christmas. Back here in the States, some 50,000 people in southeast Texas spent Thanksgiving displaced after two powerful blasts at a chemical plant on Wednesday. The evacuation order is in place due to ongoing danger from flames, explosions, and debris, and not due to concerns about air quality. A Consumer Reports survey shows a solid majority of prospective car buyers are interested in low-emission and zero-emission electric vehicles. But some car makers are supporting efforts to weaken auto emission standards. We get the story from Andrea Sears.
The Trump administration wants to freeze federal vehicle emission standards and prevent states from imposing tougher emission requirements. The Clean Air Act allows California to set stricter standards and other states, including New York, to require cars to meet California's tighter rules. But Alexandra Zissou, a member of Moms Clean Air Force who recently purchased a Toyota hybrid, points out that some major automakers are supporting the administration's weakened standards.
I believe the Toyota meant to do better by offering this really good alternative to people who have to drive and care about the environment, and it's just shocking that they've decided to side with Trump.
Ford, Honda, BMW, and Volkswagen support California's ability to set tougher emission standards, but other makers, including GM, Toyota, and Chrysler, say they want a single national standard.
More than 46 million Americans live in rural areas, and a new report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says these residents tend to be older and sicker compared with people living in urban areas.
Senior health scientist at the CDC, Dr. Macarena Garcia, says access to emergency medical services is a major factor.
So when we talk about unintentional injury, overdose deaths, there are particular reasons why the mortality rate is higher. One has to do with emergency transportation.
The report found a widening gap nationwide in the percentages of preventable deaths between rural and urban counties between 2010 and 2017. I'm Nadia Ramlagan.
This is PNS. Tennessee has become the first state to submit a Medicaid block grant proposal to federal officials. If approved, the proposal would allow the state to make changes to its Medicaid program known as TennCare. Mikkel Johnson of Tennessee Justice Center says a block grant would allow Governor Bill Lee to take federal money without the accountability.
He's talking about taking $1 billion out of a program that serves our most vulnerable Tennesseans, and that math doesn't add up.
Proponents of block grants say they would shrink the federal price tag for paying for health care. Johnson says the federal government will decide on whether or not to approve the state's request for a Medicaid block grant early next year. Now to Minnesota, where a controversial mental health facility is trying to move away from its sometimes unsavory reputation. We get the story from Mike Moen.
It's been 20 years since the Anoka State Hospital closed its doors. It was replaced by a newer facility for those dealing with mental illness in the Twin Cities North Metro. But the old campus still attracts media hype, mostly in the form of sensationalism due to rumors of haunted buildings. Audra Hilsey of the Anoka County Historical Society says while there was a time when hospital staff carried out treatment no longer considered humane, some of the attention it receives isn't accurate. She cites the underground tunnels that connected the buildings.
They weren't used as torture chambers or whatever it might be that people have heard.
That history acknowledges the period from the late 1920s to early 1950s, when there was questionable forms of treatment such as overuse of electroshock therapy. But project officials say it was also a leader in providing a more home-like residential feel that was connected to a community and not built in a remote location.
Black Friday marks the unofficial start of the holiday shopping season. However, some folks are choosing to skip the deals and discounts in favor of time spent in the great outdoors. The Opt Outside campaign, now in its third year,
encourages Americans to take advantage of their day off work to enjoy Mother Nature with their loved ones. The Deputy Director of Missouri State Parks, David Kelly, encourages people to take advantage of the landscapes, trails, and historic parks that his park system offers.
A lot of folks do like to go Black Friday shopping. That's great, but it's a good opportunity to get outside and explore some of our great state parks.
Meanwhile, once the Black Friday dust settles, shoppers are encouraged to show some love for their nearby mom-and-pop stores. Tomorrow is the 10th annual Small Business Saturday, highlighting the power of shopping at locally owned stores. Laura Shaznitz with the U.S. Small Business Administration in Indiana explains that shopping local means supporting your local economy.
Their tax dollars are going into making sure that all the traffic lights work, that the sidewalks are clean, that there aren't as many potholes on the street.
An estimated $68 out of $100 spent at a local business stays in the local economy. I'm Mary Sherman for Public News Service. Member and listener supported and online at publicnewsservice.org.